fit my head by any means.
Yeah. Just set it on this wooden thing here, and I'll look at what they're using.
What happened to the little tiny headphones that go around the head?
Dude, you're putting one on. They go behind your ears.
Have you seen the size of my head? Have you seen my dreadlocks?
I don't know, just sitting behind your ears.
Works a little better.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Eros men and Venus women, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Yes, we are, with a capital X. And it's coming. Eros Day X. Eros Day 10, Roman numeral 10. The 10th annual Eros Day at the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And I'm broadcasting live from Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web with my sticky wicky web of friends and lovers, some of whom are here with me in the video. And some of you are out there, somewhere, in a tower. I'm going to rescue you from that tower, my Prince Charming, and bring you back to the Speakeasy. The Speakeasy is our little island of pleasure in a sea of pain. And we want to welcome you into it. And I guess I should name some of the island dwellers. All right, you natives, you bonobos, come out of the trees. Sister Sarah Sue is across from me. Hello? Where's her mic? I don't hear it. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, maybe I should introduce Brother Bran first.
Hello.
His mic is working.
It's because I don't really like Sarah that much.
Okay, well, okay. So we're going to work on... Oh, all right. Sarah's got a mic.
I'll just switch to the other mic.
There you are. You've all got right. A big mic now.
I hate this one because it's got a scream.
Big mic.
It makes me feel like
big.
I can't yell and
it's got a big head on
angry.
It.
Angry.
Uh-oh. You can't talk off the mic, though. You cannot. We cannot have talking off the
no
mic.
No off mic
talking. It's not good
talking.
For the radio.
That's right. You have to get. You have to make that mic work, Skip. The lady took your mic. You've got to face it.
Oh, you were using this mic.
No. Oh, I didn't
no,
even
I
notice.
Mic.
But you are a, you know, a sort of mechanically inclined young man, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Let's make that. Oh. Which mic are you on now? You're on that mic. Okay.
I've been on this mic.
Oh, I thought that your mic. Okay.
No, that was just an extra one that I handed over to her.
Oh, all right. So just talking off mic.
Yeah,
for the hell
it was
of it.
Actually hers. She was just speaking into the
he was
mic.
Just being toward me because he thought,
okay.
Because he's not used to radio.
Are we settled
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm new to this.
So now, let's see. Oh, we've got Brother Fritz tonight.
Hey, hey.
Do you have a microphone there?
That's I'll share with Brad for now.
Oh, that's cozy. I had a client today that talked about sharing with his boyfriend. He wanted to share my mouth with his boyfriend.
Was he a nice. Gay client?
Well, no, he wasn't gay.
Just a little bit.
That's why he called me.
Oh, with his friend. So he wanted like a blowbang. He wanted a blowbang.
Yeah, kind of a blowbang. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he wanted that.
Like a blownage à trois.
Yeah, we learned about...
Oh, my God. You took it up a notch.
A blow-nage trois. Yeah. Did you make that up, or is
I
that
did.
A thing?
I just made that up right
how.
Now.
Okay,
that's
because we
it.
Know that blow-bangs are things.
Yeah, that was last week's topic.
Last week, when Reagan Reese came on the show...
Reagan Reese, the blow-bang queen.
Lead-up to Eros Day, Reagan Reese, the blow-bang queen, came on the show and enlightened us. And now we got a blow... Blow-nage à toi?
Yeah, blow-nage
blow
à toi.
Blow-nage à toi. Blow-nage à toi. Sounds like you're going to blow your nose a little bit. Like
we're all going to blow our noses together.
Some friends. Three times.
Roll around in it.
Blow-nage à toi. Oh, oui, oui, oui. Moulala. Mm, la. So we're getting that continental tonight, and we're going to be going to Italy soon, hopefully. We did make contact.
We have made contact.
Yes.
With the other world.
Yes, we have. And we're getting ready for Eros Day. We've got some exciting porn stars that are going to be joining us. Reagan Reese, of course, and Cinnamon Love. And Cinnamon Love had been on the show like in 1999, a long time ago. And then...
Part over oops out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he said.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear that part. Was that... Were you on mic there?
Yeah, I was right here.
Okay. Okay, you're right there. Okay, I'll hear it in post.
He's just got a low voice.
I swing low with that chariot.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You got one going right here.
Really
just
know.
Finish this one.
Get this one going.
Big balls.
Right. No, but it's out. It's gross.
All right, well, give it to me if you don't want to finish it.
I will. All okay. Right. Don't chastise me about my limited cigarette smoking.
Well. I was going to smoke it, but I felt bad.
I was chain smoking for a while.
You've done so well.
When they first
I'm
kidnapped
jealous.
My prince, I began chain smoking, partly to feel closer to him, and partly because, you know, it seemed right.
Stressful times.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so,
you were out with me a lot, I guess.
Yeah, I was. I was, and you know what? I pick up cigarettes more when I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All my friends do.
Yeah, you're contagious.
I should become a Christian, and then they'll pick up Jesus.
Well, you know, you are a missionary of sorts.
Yeah. I should use it for the greater good.
You're a missionary. You really, you know, you're very emphatic about whatever you're doing, that it's the right thing to do.
Smoke pot every day.
Capitalism for the masses.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Sell out with me. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, so we're selling out with Sarah. On Radio Suzy One. Actually,
so,
we're not. We don't have
we
any sponsors.
Let's
we don't
sell this shit out.
You know, yeah, we should. We should sell it out a little bit more. We sort of have some sponsors from Eros Day, which I would like to announce, actually.
Oh, let's announce
you
our
know,
sponsors.
Why don't we do that in the beginning of the show?
All
that's
right.
A good
fuck
idea.
Yeah,
right.
Go sponsors.
Yeah,
show
sponsors. Okay, well, first of all, one of our sponsors is our neighbor. And we're very proud
our
of
neighbor,
that.
Our neighbor, The Broken Door.
Right, The Broken Door,
I always
LA.
Think that's funny because they're actually in the same building as us and their name is The Broken Door and, you know, our building's kind of broken.
Yeah, well, right, but they mean it in a sexy way.
Oh, does it mean something?
Well, I think, like, the Broken Door is, like, something to do with S&M and bondage. I don't know.
How?
Well, because, why? I don't know. It's like a suggestion. I get that feeling, just... of
like they were fucking on the door and they broke it.
Yeah, exactly. Like you fucked so hard you broke
like
the door.
I think more of like a rape thing. Like the door was broken so he just came in.
Well, there you go.
I was thinking more like a pulled out tube sock.
Yeah.
A pulled out tube sock?
How does that follow? All right.
No, seriously. What is that? Is that thing? Is broken door a thing that I don't know? I bet it is. It's probably when you punch him in the head.
I don't know if it's a thing. Maybe.
I think it's like nothing's unlimited. Maybe. Like nothing, nothing's hidden. You can get into anywhere. Yeah.
Really? See, everyone has different interpretations. I was thinking of it as like, you know, kind of like whacking somebody so hard you break the door. You know, like you're spanking someone.
Break their back door.
You break their back door. Right. There you go. That's it.
The broken door.
The door. You're breaking their cherry. You're opening. Yeah, you're the back door. Wow.
Sounds like fun.
Penetration. Anyway, it's a... it's a kind of mysterious name, and maybe we'll find out a little more about what it means.
I guess it's a sexy name. I guess I'll buy into its sexiness.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of sexy name, you know. Broken, you know, break on through to the other side, you know. Broken dolls. A little bit sinister.
What's broken dolls?
I don't know. There's something sinister about broken dolls, broken door, broken doll.
Like in scary movies where, like Puppet Master?
Like Fritz's bedroom where he has a broken doll hanging from a noose. Every morning I walk out to it.
The doll was pay.
It was scary. I made him move it.
Anyway, so there's something scary about the broken thing and,
oh, yeah,
and sexy.
Broken.
You know, so they're going to be performing.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yes, they're going to be.
I hope they have some girls with broom masks.
They just might. I mean, that's
and
what
ashtray
we saw
laws.
When we visited them. There were girls all kind of duded up. Well, they had very little clothing, except they had these household utensils.
Yeah, like they were the girls themselves were tools.
The girls
like
themselves.
That's fucking
I was
cool.
smoking
well, like a broom.
In the smoking section, and I was done, and I asked the guard, I'm like, where do I put my cigarette out? Where's the ashtray? And he goes, she's right over there.
That's pretty
there
hot.
There you go. That's living. That's there's something beyond Playboy about that.
I'm really glad they're going to be here now.
It was disturbing.
That's what I like.
I feel like that's how Manuel Noriega rolls.
What if it was girls and guys? Would it be less disturbing?
Godson.
No, it would probably be equally disturbing. It wasn't disturbing in a bad way. It was just like, you know, human slavery.
well, yeah, of a sort. People are voluntarily doing it and maybe
and I was unwittingly put in the position of using a slave for a menial task. I degraded someone.
For.
I degraded someone.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it made them feel better about themselves.
I guess it was a pretty good party.
Yeah, I think degradation is something that...
you made a chick clean your boots.
We often
You're like, can I get a picture of you cleaning my boots?
Yeah, she got
she
right
into
it.
She had a mop on her face. So she got down on all fours.
Got down on all four fours.
Cleaned Susie's boots with
and
her face.
Head went from side to side with that little mop just...
I apologize to the ashtray.
No, fuck
I hugged the broom, okay?
She said something scandalous. She's like, ah, fuck you.
That's right.
See,
no,
you
I thought
never asked help.
I see them. They're actors in a play.
Oh, they were good. Anyways, The Broken Door is amazing. I like them.
Yeah.
I hope that they do a cool performance here.
They will. I'm sure that they will.
You know, Fritz, if you're in contact with them, I request an ashtray.
An ashtray.
Yes.
And I would like that broom to clean my
an
boots
an ashtray
again.
And a broom.
Yeah, I'm going to put it to work in my room for a little while, Fritz, if you don't mind. I could use it.
They had a toilet paper, too. That was kind of weird.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't use that. Did you?
I talked to her.
Yeah. We posed with her,
we
though, because
her.
She was so cool looking. Yeah. I mean,
was
come
there,
on.
Like, a toilet paper mommy?
There's a feather duster.
It's a form of performance art.
I think there's people who really enjoy submission and get off on it.
But was it like a toilet paper mummy, the toilet paper one?
No, it was a toilet paper roll strapped to her boobs.
Yeah, that you could use.
I wish she was in the
it.
Bathroom. Maybe I've used it.
It was very useful.
Like kneeling next to the toilet, I'd be like, kneel.
I just was really just impressed by the functionality of all of these, you know.
Devices?
Oh, yeah, they picked good things. There wasn't like a watch, you know, like, oh, you tell time on your boobs. That's hot.
So the Broken Door is one of our sponsors, and they're one of our... You know, performers, special guests.
And I saw Jesse on a commercial the other day. It was very cool. I rewinded it and watched it again.
Oh, wow.
What was it? It was, I don't know, it was something.
Ubu?
He was like, bah, 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 bah. He
was
like,
it Ubu?
Felt just like his president.
I think it
character.
Was Ubu.
Yeah.
It was Vuvu.
Ubu, yeah.
Ubu. It was
he played
Ubu.
A priest.
A priest.
He was a priest.
Ubu wa?
That's why he felt like his president character, because there was a priest in that play.
Oh, yeah. Presidents, priests.
But anyways,
a lot
I saw
of
him on TV, and I was very excited.
Yeah, well, he'll be here for sure, singing away. And so we'll have him singing. We're going to have quite a bit of music. We're going to have...
tell us... well,
also,
should we finish our sponsors before we talk about our guests?
Well, I just want to mention that this Yale girl, Michelle Chaprow, is going to be singing also.
Yes, I'm very excited about
that's
her.
Very exciting.
I was
she's
listening to some of her music.
Got
her
some
office.
Funky house music. And so we've also got Condomania providing Obama condoms.
Yay!
For the Orgy for Obama.
Orgy for Obama with Obama condoms.
And
we should hand out our remaining sailing cons as like a you know.
We have a few remains.
A collector's item.
I need another one of those. I kind of gave my...
Hey, this is pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Taking an aim at sex education.
And we have Doc Johnson Sex Toys, one of our sponsors, Pocket Rockets.
Are they giving out Pocket Rockets?
Yeah, we're going to give out some Pocket Rockets.
Nice.
To some,
special
guests.
I still love the Pocket Rocket. I mean... The Hitachi Magic Wand
is a killer.
Glorious.
Come on, that's glorious.
The Pocket Rocket's a fucking
it's handy.
Classic.
Well,
it's
you can keep it in your glove compartment.
Oh, really? Is that what I should be doing? And then when I get pulled over by a cop, I can be like, boom, 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 boom.
Let's see, where's my registration? Oh, my Pocket Rocket.
Oh, goodness. How did that get there?
Could you pick that up for me?
Dr. Susie?
Yes.
I just got a text from one of my fact checkers, and they said there's a song about... called Broken Door by Alana...
Morissette?
Goldstein.
Goldstein.
And it alludes to some submission in a situation.
Ooh, the meaning.
Wow.
Excellent work, fact
is revealed.
Text messaging finally pays off.
Yes.
Why didn't you call in, little text messenger?
No, but that's still pretty good. That's still pretty good. She was listening.
That's good, but, you know.
You know.
If we were Howard Stern, they would call in. 213-749-1330.
Actually, we haven't given out the number. Okay. Our number, if you'd like to call in, is 213-749-1330 anywhere in the world. And if you're in North America, we will pay for the call. That's 1-866-289-7068. So we have some
all our websites.
Calls.
Just
but,
Google us.
Yeah. Do we have...
We have a caller.
We have a caller. Okay. And do we have... Is Lossie calling? Lossie Braun? Is he... Not yet. You're told to call him in 15 minutes. Okay. So let's talk to Rubella.
Rubella.
Rubella, yes.
Hey,
Rubella is a beautiful fetish model. Or...
Burning
Angel model.
What line is
An
she?
Alt
oh,
model.
I was
She's
just looking at her
a belly dancer. She's gorgeous. Let's see. Let me see if I can get her picture back up here. She's
on it's in the MySpace window.
Okay, she's in the MySpace window. Ooh, with some interesting colors in her hair. Definitely. So let's talk to Rubella.
Line one, two.
What line?
Four. Which line is she on?
Rubella.
Is on what line?
Is on what line? Line one. Line one.
Line one.
Rubella.
Okay, Rubella, you're on the air. Hello. Hello,
Hello? Rubella.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Rubella.
I hear you.
Hello.
Oh, yay.
Hey, I hear that little laugh. Hey,
it's
welcome
hard to, hear.
To Radio Susie One. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Good. So we're looking at your MySpace page.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That. Let's see. What is the address here so the listeners can find it? It's myspace.com/theoriginalRubella.
Yeah. There's a band on there called Rubella. We're friends, but they took my URL. It's okay.
Oh, did. I see. I see. They took your name, those bastards.
Yeah, I edited something else. It's okay.
At least, do you like their music?
I can't honestly say I've really listened to it.
Oh, wow.
Well, they probably like your pictures.
I'm sure they do. They took your name.
Who knows? They might have had it first. You know, it's not like I invented the name.
Where'd you get the name?
Well, Rubella is German measles, technically.
German measles.
Oh, yeah, you know, like when you get an MMR shot.
Wow, and see, I thought it was something like, I mean, like in Italian, Bella means a beautiful woman.
Well, yeah, it does mean beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's German measles.
German measles.
Yeah.
So, well. Your parents named you that?
Or you wanted to be German measles. You chose that name.
Did you choose it?
Is it your choice, Rubella, or were you given that name by God?
No, it was my choice. It's not my birth name, but when I started modeling, I had to choose another name.
And why did you choose Rubella?
There's sort of a couple of reasons. One of my friends was doing modeling on his friend's site, and that was the name that he was using. but he'd only done like a couple photos and he didn't want to do any more. And we were talking about it, and I was like, I need to choose a name. And he was like, well, you should be Rubella. Like, you can have my name. And I was like, really? Are you sure? And he was like, yeah, I'm not going to use that. I'm not going to do anything else.
It was like a gift.
Right.
It sounds so romantic.
It's a rite of passage.
I like it.
And then
you
found out it was
German
measles. It's like catching a disease. After this wonderful romantic night. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he got it from a Christian death song.
A Christian death song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rubella sounds like some Nordic goddess of death.
What's a Christian death song?
Christian death's an old goth band.
Death metal.
Oh, it's an
for
old
Christian.
Goth band.
Yeah, Roz.
Yeah, Roz Williams.
Roz?
Absolutely.
Roz is my mom's name.
Oh. Did your mom sing any goth?
Maybe.
My mom?
No, not your mom.
Let's get back to Rubella. Rubella is a Scorpio.
Ooh.
And it says here she doesn't want kids.
No, I'm not very interested in that.
Because you're young. You don't know.
Yeah, I'm too young for that.
Okay, but you do know you like blue hair. Do you still have the blue hair?
No, right now my hair is bleach blonde and black.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just going to compliment your multicolored hair here.
Yeah, it changes a lot.
But it's still multicolored. It's just not the same colors.
Yeah, it's just different ones.
Right.
It's always changing around. It's actually different for me to not have an unnatural color. So the bleach is different for me.
So you're an alt model. Is that also a fetish model? Is that what you would call yourself?
I guess so. I do some sort of that, too. I dabble in both.
For Burning Angel, or are you freelance, or do you basically work for Burning Angel?
I do other stuff. I do work for Burning Angel, but if you just look at, like, my portfolio, there's a lot of other photographers I've worked with.
Uh-huh. So now, of course, everybody always wants, I'm sure, looking at your pictures. Are you really into this stuff?
Yeah, I love, I don't know, I mean, I really love, like dressing up, I guess it's fun.
Yeah,
I have a lot of boots.
Boots.
And
I love boots.
I really like vinyl clothing.
Yeah, I love boots. We were just talking about boots and having them cleaned by a woman with a up on her head. That was really crazy. That was great. This this dungeon called Broken Door is our neighbors, and they're also going to be featured on our big holiday, Eros Day, that we're celebrating January 24th. Mm-hmm. Are you busy January 24th?
I'm going to my friend's wine party, actually.
Your friend's wine party?
Surely that's an afternoon event.
Yes, that sounds like a good lead-up to Eros Day. You should come over here after that.
You'll already be loose and comfortable.
I'm pretty far away.
Pretty far away. Where are you?
I live in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
That's a little bit of a drive.
Especially after your friend's wine party.
We'll send a car, you know. But
catch an afternoon flight.
Northampton, Massachusetts. Oh, well. Well, you know, you should come visit us sometime here in L.A. Have you?
Yeah, I've been there before. I like it.
Yeah, you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You like our weather?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've lived in Massachusetts my whole life. And I visited California.
Now,
the weather's definitely nicer.
Your whole life hasn't been that long.
No.
Are you still just 21, or have you aged any since this MySpace page?
No, I'm 21.
You're 21, okay. Well, I mean, your hair color's changed, but not your age.
Yes, it has.
Okay. So you're just 21 years old, and...
Mm-hmm. Living in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Is that the plan? Rubella? I mean, come to L.A. What's wrong with L.A.?
What do you think, Rubella? Do you want to stay in Massachusetts? And I mean, sounds like a good place to raise kids, but you don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
So come to L.A.
It's
you know,
very family.
Here
I mean,
in Sodom and Gomorrah. Come
like,
on. Come
I would love to
rage
go to
with
Massachusetts,
us.
But that's for the colleges.
Yeah, I like it there. I don't know. The weather, we get every season here. So I feel like I would get bored if it was just nice every day.
Oh, no. You won't get bored.
Well,
no.
See, that's where we make up drama.
Like possible earthquakes. We have you know, we have all kinds of
I have yet
things.
To feel a single earthquake.
Fires. We have fires in the hills.
You just got here.
apparently there's been three since I got here, and I haven't felt a single one of them.
There's a fire season in L.A. You don't have that in Massachusetts.
You guys aren't being very enticing.
No,
I want Rubella to come
right
here
now
and not be scared of coming here.
But maybe she's excited by the natural fire.
The danger?
Yeah, she seems like a kind of a, you know, she's got a little bit of a danger fetish here in her pictures. Do you think you do? I mean, with the fetish stuff, do you like things to be a little edgy?
I don't know about having my house burned down.
Yeah. No, I don't need. That's why I moved out of the hills. That's why I live downtown. Actually, yeah. I live in an area that is more like the East Coast than any part of L.A., you know.
Mm-hmm. And we had a fire recently in a building right behind us.
Yeah.
We could see from our kitchen.
But it didn't come here at all. Because
it was very close.
It's very, but it was not here.
Not here, no.
No.
It went
these buildings
up.
Are solid.
Solid buildings.
Solid
yes.
buildings. You know, if you're out in the hills and your neighbor catches fire, you catch fire automatically. You're like gone.
If you're in the hills.
If you're in the hills, right. Your neighbors catch fire, you catch fire.
Vestry fire reduction.
So,
you know, I have a question for Rubella.
Go ahead.
What is the fetish scene like in Massachusetts? I mean, is it, what do people do out there? I mean, I've never really spent any time, so I don't know.
That's a pretty good question.
That is an excellent question, I think. That's an investigative reporting question. What is the fetish scene like in Massachusetts? Rubella, reporting from Northampton. Go ahead.
In Northampton, there isn't much. There's, like, one club, and they do a goth night, like, once a week. And they hold parties, like, maybe once a month, sometimes more. And they do some, like, fetish stuff sometimes. They'll have, like, performers doing burlesque things, and they'll have nights where it'll be like all latex and vinyl and bondage and all that stuff. But I would say that in Massachusetts, most of the stuff would definitely be in bottom.
Uh-huh. And do you participate in that? Do you do like performances in clubs?
No, I haven't done any of that.
Just the modeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I'm in school for fashion design right now.
Oh, very good. Thus, all the different colored hair.
She's going to make some latex clothes.
Yeah. We have an expert hairdresser here who's also our engineer.
You know it.
So if you have questions about hair or engineering.
How can I make a bridge?
A bridge? I thought that was dental work.
What? No, like a bridge. Like a bridge you can drive cars over.
I'm going to turn you down now. Scoot.
Next question.
Okay, so next question is, when are you going to be out in L.A. just for a visit?
I don't know.
Do you have a boyfriend? Since you don't know, and we don't have to get into that. So do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or what's your sexuality?
No, I'm not dating anybody now.
Are you straight, gay, bi, tri?
I guess I would say bisexual. It seems like really trendy to be bisexual.
Okay. It's a fashion, you know? And you're a fashion major.
Not so much anymore. It was trendy like 10
yeah,
years ago.
No, it is trendy. I think
it's just common.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm open to yeah. whatever.
Right.
We have a really big fashion design school here in L.A.
With a lot of bisexuals.
Lots.
Oh, L.A. is full of hot bi chicks.
And a lot of fashion designers. If you make it here, you can make it anywhere. We live in the fashion district.
Yeah, we do. I love L.A. fashion, actually.
Oh,
LA
yeah.
Great.
L.A. fashion is all just for fun because no weather here.
That's a random question, Rubella. Yeah. Do you watch Gossip Girl?
I thought it was mostly San Francisco.
Oh, is that a horrible question?
Yeah, no, we rock it.
Rubella?
Do you watch Gossip Girl?
No.
Gossip Girl, the TV show?
Do you watch Gossip Girl?
Never heard of it, huh?
No, is that a TV show?
Sorry.
Why did you think she watched Gossip Girl?
It's because it's a huge fashion influence right now. There's a lot of fashion buzz about it. And she's a fashion student, so I thought, maybe.
There's some logic to that.
And I gotta say, the show has really helped me get involved in fashion. I'm, like, kind of into it right now, even though I suck at it. But
I thought
no,
I helped you get
been
involved
looking
in
pretty
fashion.
Good
you
lately.
Did, and being in the fashion district and combing this little garment area. I mean, it's really, it's
okay.
a fun thing, you know? I like it, so...
Yes, we love fashion.
Yeah.
And we love fetish.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a television show?
Fashion and Fetish.
It is a television show, yes. Sorry. Didn't mean to get commercial on our awesome, sexy radio show, but...
But if you could say you have a sexual fetish, what would that be, Rubella?
Not quite sure.
I mean, would it be bondage or exhibitionism or... I don't know. Those are two possibilities, since you're a model, maybe. but I don't know. I mean, are you into having your feet worshipped? Are you into...
No.
Mascot costumes, perhaps?
Dominance and submission? Dominance or submission?
I don't know.
Are you a virgin?
Oh.
Well, she said she was into latex.
I guess I never really put that much thought into it.
Okay, well, that's your assignment.
Yeah.
Put some thought into it, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay, but we enjoyed talking with you, and you're a beautiful girl, and you seem to have an excellent sense of fashion, and we hope you come out and visit us. We wish you were coming for Eros Day, but you have a good time at your friend's wine party. and once again, this is Rubella.
The original
from Burning Angel,
Rubella.
The original Rubella on MySpace, and... We'll hear more from her, I'm soon. More reports on the fetish scene in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Yeah, reporting from Massachusetts.
Okay, we got a bunch of callers on the line now.
Thanks, Rubella.
Bye, Rubella.
Bye, Rubella. We really enjoyed
bye.
It.
Thanks for having
okay.
me.
So do we have Lossie Braun at all, or should I take these? I guess I'll take the other people. I'm waiting for Lossie, the originator of Aerostay.
Oh, yes.
We should
yes.
call him back.
Okay. And so we have Ray.
I lost my cigarette.
We also have Lorelei and Bromeo, but I'm back to Ray real quick, and then we're going to spend a little more time with Lorelei and Bromeo. So Ray is on line three. So Lorelei and Bromeo, just hang on a sec.
Lorelei and
nobody's
Bromeo.
Nobody's on three.
Nobody's on three. Okay.
Those names sound really
well, that's
familiar.
How quick we were. Okay. So, and then I have David on line two. I don't know. Maybe I should take Lorelei and Bromeo first, and I'll take David.
Right.
Okay.
Let's
yeah. Yeah. I think there's some sex going on
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So let's go to Lorelei and Bromeo.
Like line two?
Line two.
Line four, I think. Line four.
Lorelei and Bromeo.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, Bromeo?
So.
I was, but I'm not now.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, but let's hear about it. You told me that you had a foursome with Lorelei.
Ooh, a foursome.
And there's Lorelei.
Hi,
Lorelei.
Hi, Lorelei.
Well, Happy New Year. Happy Eros Day. Tell us about your foursome.
Well, who wants to start?
Don't talk at once.
Well, I mean, we've always been a part of everything that you have taught, and I kept telling her, let's go find some other people like us. And
let's have an orgy.
Yeah.
You're going to blame me for this. I can hear it already.
No, he did.
It's
like,
everything
because
you've
of you.
Taught.
It's all your fault.
Because of you, we have ventured outside of the monogamous relationship.
From you.
You know,
by watching you.
I appreciate that, but Lorelei is a porn star, so I don't think I'm the only influence. But actually, I will joyously take credit for helping to open you guys up to wild and crazy erotic adventures. You have the time?
Well, to me, it's the most loving relationship I've ever had, so.
Good.
But, yeah, we had tons of fun.
How about you, Lorelei?
Yeah, I have an awesome time.
You had a lot of fun.
Wow, she is pretty sexy on
Lorelei has a sexy yeah, voice. Yeah. Lorelei is, by the way, one of the therapists with the Dr. Susan
right,
Block
and
Institute.
And a very popular therapist,
very
right?
popular therapist.
But I've never talked to her on the phone.
She
but.
Not only does phone not therapy, but she does webcam therapy, okay? And she is also a porn star. And what's your latest movie, Lorelei?
I don't know the title, but I just did a scene with Red Light District about 2 weeks ago.
Red Light District. Okay, well.
Nice.
Lorelei with Red Light District. So you guys did it with another couple last night? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
a girl and a guy. It was like you did the girl and the guy, and you kind of mixed it up a little bit, didn't you?
Well, I think we kind of just swapped, but there was a lot of, you know.
It was a swap.
We started on our own man, and then we kind of switched it off, and then.
And everybody was okay.
All over the place.
You switched it off. Was everybody okay? Nobody got too jealous or anything?
No.
Cool. Yay, let's hear it for Sister Lorelei and Brother Bromeo for pulling off a foursome without animosity, jealousy, tearful recriminations.
Can I start the interrogation?
Nobody fell asleep.
Nobody fell asleep
cut.
Either. Nobody got
everybody
bored and resentful.
Is that a threat? I've never considered that like a problem.
Falling asleep during sex?
Yeah, well, with a foursome at least.
Well,
I can't hear you.
You know, it can happen.
I'm sorry, it's a shitty microphone.
That's just boring. It wasn't boring. Nobody fell asleep. There was something going on.
Everybody was busy.
Yeah,
everybody was active,
busy.
Can
involved,
I ask,
engaged.
How did you find this couple?
Yeah, I mean,
how did you guys find them?
Watching, I fall asleep.
Or if it was, you know, two people on me, she'd just be like bored, like go and watch TV.
Well, cool. Well, I'm so glad that you guys had a good time, and it sounds like, you know, you didn't do everything. You did a few things.
I didn't do him. Not yet. Not that brave.
You didn't do him. The boys didn't really do
how
each other.
DP? No DP? I said, on.
I no boys on the side.
His face in his crotch, would he go at it? He goes, I don't know. I'd go either way.
Ooh.
So I tried.
Where's your sense of adventure, man?
Okay, so you guys had. What would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, there's always room for improvement. I mean, more alcohol could have been a 10 plus.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
A little more, a lot more.
You needed more alcohol.
Why was there a lack of alcohol?
Yeah, how could that
Jesus.
Be? You can always get alcohol.
You guys knew there was a foursome. I mean,
stack up.
A jug of wine.
Well, now you know what to do in the future.
Carlo Rossi, right?
Hmm?
What?
I didn't hear that last.
Carlo Rossi.
Oh. I heard your name. Something. Blah, 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 blah. Next
time in the speakeasy with more alcohol.
Woo! Come to the speakeasy.
All right.
Okay.
Well, how about you two come to the speakeasy, and we'll ply you with alcohol, and then you can...
You never know what you might see at Aero's Day.
Well, right.
Ooh. All right.
Although Brian has a lot of responsibility on Aero's Day.
Yeah, Lorelei, on the other hand, go wild.
Well, the front door.
Actually, Lorelei has responsibility on Aero's Day, too. You guys can go wild, you know.
I got your back.
No going
back.
Wild.
Eventually. No going wild, you people.
You can go wild after two.
After
yeah,
two.
I go wild after the front door closes.
Yeah, after
when I go,
two.
Okay, my turn. I can go have fun.
There you go.
I go wild on the after party.
There you go.
Yes, we're very
that's
responsible.
Hardcore.
Very, very responsible.
Well, you know, it's like riding a bucking bronco. We don't want to get thrown as
that.
Soon as we get out of the gate. You know, if you get thrown at the end, all right.
Got to get that full 8 seconds.
Yeah, you got to get the full 8 seconds. Okay, Brother Bromeo and Sister Lorelei, we appreciate your sharing with us your first foursome, like together, right?
Actually, that was our second one.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought
oh, no, it's old news.
Okay. All right. Well, we're happy you shared last night's foursome with us, okay? Your most recent foursome. And
well, we wanted to share it with everybody. We just didn't have the webcam up.
Right. You've got to do that next time, okay? We're going to have to, you know, announce it in advance and
exactly.
Sell
nice
some tickets.
Special event.
Absolutely. We're going to have to sell some tickets to that. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'll market it.
Yeah. It's a big event.
Sell it, baby.
Okay. So we'll bet, and we're really excited about Aero's Day. We've got Lossie Braun on the line, so we
all
don't
right.
mean to hustle
all
you,
right.
but the Aero's man himself is going to bless us for Aero's Day.
I'm very excited.
Okay,
like
so...
it's the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it's
the Dalai
Lama
of Aero's
Day.
Sex. That's exactly right. Aero's man... All right. Let's go to line 5. Okay.
Ooh, my ears kind of popped.
Pronto.
Pronto.
Ah!
Hey! Here I am.
Lossie Braun. Welcome to Radio Suzy 1.
speak a little louder.
Okay, Lassie, welcome to Radio Suzy One.
It's very good, very good.
It's almost Eros Day.
Yes, I know, I know. It's going to be a beautiful Eros Day.
Oh, yes. It's our 10th Eros Day.
Because we got rid of Bush.
Right. That's why we're having an orgy for Obama.
Fuck
exactly. And remember, on my book, it was a great writer who wrote me an introduction, and he said, in that time we had a film called The Orgy of Power.
The Orgy of Power.
The Orgy of
Ooh, that
Power.
That sounds sexy.
A very famous Greek film.
Yes.
And now we are going to have the power of orgy.
Yay! The power of orgy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Aww. Praise be to the power and glory of orgy.
Very important is that you pray just a little bit every day to Eros. And just say a few words. Tell him that you love him.
I love you, Eros.
And so you will get a lot of benefits. Like me, I had a lot of benefits this year.
Oh, yeah. Tell us, Brother Lassie.
The publication of my books in Bulgaria, in the Czech Republic, in Romania, and here in Italy, in Spain. And so it's...
Good for you.
And I put together also all my collection of DVD.
Great.
So in a short time, a month or two, I will have them all together.
Bellissimo.
Bellissimo, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
This
what
is
kind
something
of books
that
are
comes
they?
Directly from Eros. Because he knows that I love him. And every day I tell him, Eros, I love you. I love you a lot.
Oh, yeah, Eros.
So do the same.
I love you too. Bless me, Eros, for I have
sinned. How many benefits you have because Eros is the first day God, the God that made everything happen.
Yeah.
Inspiring the breath of love.
The breath of life.
Of life.
Sex. Yes, Eros breathed the breath of life into all beings, and this is what I call the original blowjob.
Right. Yes, the original. Directly from him.
Right.
That's very Christian,
oh,
guys.
And
just saying.
So the
yeah.
The beauty of this day is that it's also appearing very close to Earth.
Yes, the planetoid.
Because Eros is an asteroid.
Well, it's a planetoid.
A planetoid. And
it's
every
a little
20
bigger
seconds
than an asteroid.
Of every year, exactly at the same time, he comes closer to Earth and then he runs away. And then he comes back on the 22nd of next year.
Just like a boomerang.
What?
Well, Eros is shaped like a boomerang or a cock.
A boomerang, yes, yes. He goes and then he comes back. And then when he is close to Earth, he shoots gamma rays. And those rays are involving the whole Earth. And in this day, especially, if you pray to him and you tell him that you love him, he's going to be so happy that will make you happy and happy for the whole next year.
So he's going to ejaculate gamma rays.
Ejaculate like crazy. And you, how are you?
I am good. I'm happy to talk to you and to celebrate Eros Day with you.
Yes, celebrate.
Yeah.
I love the first time we did it. 10 years ago.
Imagine. That's right. This is our decade. This is our 10th anniversary.
The first decade of Eros Day. Incredible, eh?
Oh, and it's changed
Who
the world.
Who would have believed that it will go so long?
Well, you know, I just heard that idea from you when I heard that there was this planetoid that was shaped like a...
And we even saw it. You remember?
Yes, yes, we saw it because it was that year that they, or was it the year later?
Oh, we should get a microscope. A telescope.
The NASA what are took those a bunch scopes? Of pictures from there.
Up on the roof.
Yeah, they sent a little sphere on, which landed on the planetoid. Was
right.
The shape of a cock.
It's in shape of a curved cock.
Right. Ooh, my favorite kind.
And you see, this is the demonstration of the existence, because all other gods, we don't know if they exist.
Exactly.
It's only believer.
Eros is real.
But Eros is real. It's real in all its glory.
And we know that the moon has an influence on our emotions.
Yes.
And so, why shouldn't the little planetoid Eros have an influence on us too? It does.
Well, because of the gamma rays. You see, the gamma rays, he starts to shoot the gamma rays when it's close to Earth. So, probably in a few days, it starts, and on the 22nd, it's going to be the maximum of gamma rays, and no other planet shoots gamma rays so close to Earth. You know, it's very close.
Well, we're going to have our celebration right in the middle of that period,
yeah,
because it's
yeah,
going to be the
it's
24th.
Okay, okay, because
it's good
it's
time.
Coming, it's coming.
It's coming. So, speaking of coming, Lasse Braun is not just an astronomer. He is also the father of modern porn in Europe. And you've got a lot of fans out there, Lasse. And your whole DVD collection is coming out. Of course, you can watch Sensations and Flu on drsusanblock.com.
Yes.
But there's a lot more that's coming out on your DVD collection, correct?
Yes, yes. The DVD collection is going to be great because I found almost 60 loops. 60 of my first movies.
So tell us about the days of loops.
About what?
About making a porn loop.
Well, that was really interesting because nobody was doing any movie at the time.
Was this in the 60s or?
In the end of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
67, 68, 69, I made a lot of these loops. Which, you know, we didn't have agencies and porn star and nothing. I had to go around and pick up girls in the discos.
And people would watch these loops in porn shops. You didn't get to take them home. You had to go into a porn shop and watch a loop.
Well, that also, but they could just buy the Super 8.
Okay.
It was in Super 8, so they had to have a projector, and they shoot on a wall or on a screen, and so they could see the movies and you know, think that all together in the year, I sold 15 million.
50 million?
15
wow.
Millions of these.
I gotta say, it's pretty hot to imagine a guy sitting
Hello?
In his house. Watching a projector.
I can't hear anymore.
I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Sarah was talking. She was saying it was very sexy to imagine
right?
a guy...
on a projector
sitting
on the
in
wall.
In a dark room
That's
watching...
so raw.
A porn loop on a wall.
That's the only way I do it.
Flickering. but the flickering, I think...
No,
is
no,
like
no it's
movie, they didn't have sound.
No sound.
Oh, no sound.
That leaves it to the imagination.
It's just projector on the wall.
So it goes even better.
So, you know, like a silent movie, you play some music.
Exactly,
with it,
right? Silent movies.
Oh, so hot.
And so I learn really how to shoot movies because I shot silent movies before shooting sound movies.
Silent
and
porn.
When you shoot silent movies, you have to do everything so that you understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's really a work of art.
So, before you became a porn director, you were a lawyer, right?
Yeah, we can say so. I was a playboy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's more accurate. Okay. And so you
I was really able to pick up girls.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere, because I ran around Europe and then also in the United States, and wherever I was, I had some slaves, especially love.
Yeah. Right, slaves.
Swag daddy.
Who like to be whipped.
Girls who like to be whipped. I like that. We were just talking about how we visited our neighbors, and we had a slave girl who had a broom attached to her head, and she cleaned my boots. It was fun.
Yes, but I am a gentle master.
Ah. I know, you can be pretty cruel, Lossie. I remember you whipping me hard.
Well, you know.
Well, you know.
Sometimes I get out of my usual gentleness.
Occasionally. When
but I like when they inspired. Get their little asses red.
Yes. Mm. Mm, nice and
red. Who doesn't?
It's a nice kind of sexuality.
Whipping, yes, it is. It goes back to
goes
ancient
back
times.
To
actually, original worshippers of Eros and Venus would whip each other, wouldn't they? The original worshippers of Eros and Venus in ancient Greece and Rome, didn't they whip each other? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
It's difficult to hear.
Oh.
Speak a little louder if you can.
Okay. Well, whipping. Whip it good.
Whipping is always good. If you don't exaggerate, you have not to you know, to break some pieces of meat.
So tell us a little bit about the classical history of Eros, Eros the god of love and lust and life.
You see, in the origin there were four gods, and one of these was Eros. And Eros was the god of love and life, because he was the one who put life into the earth, into the earth that was made up by Prometheus, and he came and he blew his breath into this inanimate matter, and the matter took form and life.
Now that's the original primeval Eros, but then there's another Eros who's
yes
the winged god of sex, I guess.
Yeah,
the
right.
Son of
well,
Venus.
You see, Eros transforms himself. He can be a very young little boy, like Cupid. Cupid, who is the son of Venus.
Mm-hmm. Of Venus?
Venus and somebody's penis. Yes.
Venus.
And Cupid, he shoots arrows to the heart of people, so they
to the
fall
ass
in love.
Of people.
To the hearts.
Oh, yes. The heart.
Yeah,
but
it's a little Italian.
Oh, I thought he said
the ass of people. Okay.
I thought he shot
but
me.
But Eros is also a little older, 15, 16, 18 years. With wings, and
Cupid is
he kidnapped a girl, and he told her not to look at him.
Psyche.
Then she did that, and for this reason he punished her because he looked at her, despite that he forbade. But then he grew older, and so we have also an old Eros with beard and, you know, 40, 50, 60 years.
No, I don't
so
know that Eros.
Eros transforms, and then he comes to Cupid, to the little boy, and then he moves around the world. And everywhere he brings life and love and happiness. And this is why we have to pray. I can promise you that if every day you just make 1 minute of pray to Eros, he is going to make all your dream happen.
Hmm. Well, okay. Lucky so, is the Pope of Eros, il Papo di Giorno di Eros.
And you are the Papess, because I know that you have every day, every Eros day, you have a pray.
Well, I don't know if I do it every day. I might
every Eros day.
I do it every Eros day. I do a prayer to Eros. I do.
Right, on the Eros day.
And we hold up the cock candles. You know, right. It's hard to find those cock candles these days, though. But we got to get some more of those.
We should start manufacturing them.
Yeah, we should. Right. They're beautiful. These cock candles.
Sure, we should make a mold of it. Make ourselves out of wax.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's make a mold out of.
And this is also something that is bring you luck. Have you been lucky in these 10 years?
Yes, I would say so. I've been very lucky, very fortunate, blessed by Eros and Venus.
I know. It's wonderful. There are a lot of people who don't know that, who are just believing in some stupid gods that have no sense. But there are some, and with you they are improving, because you speak on radio and they communicate with lots of people,
uh-huh.
And they will understand. Maybe not so many, but enough to create a movement, some kind of movement, like this year in America.
Yes. Well, we are creating a movement, and we got, at least we got rid of Bush, you know.
That's
no,
that's
America has really,
we got a sexy man in the White House
shown
here.
Right.
Movements,
yeah.
Work. Movements
incredible.
Work.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Who can have even believed about that?
Well, that's America for you. You know, we did do that. We're somehow
we're still cool.
Moving it. Yeah, we're moving that Bush, the whole crony scene out.
Yeah.
Moving in a new group. So we're going to have an orgy for Obama,
yeah.
To
fuck
celebrate.
Those dudes.
Right.
Right.
And we're gonna hope, you know, because the word is hope nowadays. We're going to hope that this is going to be more of a peace through pleasure era.
I also like the word
very
change.
Very good. Very good. I'm really happy to hear you. And I wish you all a wonderful year. And with lots of love.
And we're going to free Max, Lassie. We're going to free Max. Because, you know, Max, Prince Max is locked in a tower right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Susan.
So he sends you his love, though. Prince Max does.
Okay.
And he'll be talking to you soon, too. Maybe even
I
on air.
I give you a lot of kisses.
Okay. Tanti baci.
Tanti baci, Susannina.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Au
revoir.
That's French.
I know.
Ciao
I don't know.
Right
buongiorno.
Well,
that's hello.
Yeah.
Arrivederci.
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 Okay, that was Lassie Braun, the Pope of Eros Day. He's downright religious about it.
He seems like a pretty cool guy.
He's a very cool guy. He's an extremely cool guy. He's an old friend.
He seems like the kind of guy I'd like to meet in person.
Well, hopefully he'll come out here to L.A. again. He used to hang out here all the time, but he's been in Italy for a while. And, you know, he's the creator of Eros Day. And he is really the father of modern-day porn in Europe.
That's
really
pretty cool.
You know?
I'd like to check his DVD collection.
It's very,
cool.
He's,
we don't have a URL to give out?
You know, LassieBraun.net.
I mean, I guess we can Google Lassie Braun.
And we're going to have a link to it on Block Media.
LASSE.
We're going to link to it. We're going to link to it.
BRAUN.
We're going to get it going on.
I'm kind of curious about some of the Super 8 silent porns he has.
Yeah, converted to DVD, of course.
Yes.
Because who has a Super 8 player these days?
Well, of course. But
suck it.
He does.
But you know, these loops, they have this wonderful old feeling to them of reality.
Did they have piano players like Silent Loop did?
Well, I mean, you could.
Like
you could always have your piano player play along with your porn loop. Why
right?
not?
Right? If you're super rich, you're like
yeah,
sitting in your room.
Exactly.
Like, play it again okay. for me, Charlie. Yeah.
You order up the piano player, you know, from
that sound is.
The concierge, and you play your porn loop along with the piano player playing in your room. Yep.
Oh, I guess they had phonographs.
I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, sure.
I'm kind of curious.
Well, this was the 60s. I mean, people had, you know, stereos. Actually.
8 tracks. Yeah, 8 tracks. I don't remember the 60s that
well.
Well,
they have stereos.
Yeah.
Was the porn loop like the start of the GIF loop?
On that subject, is it called a loop because they're looping something?
Yeah, because it's a film loop. It loops and it plays over and over again.
Oh,
it's
the
short.
Same sex clip.
It's short.
Loops.
Yeah, and it loops around and you
so
get
I
to watch it over
like
and over.
So
animation.
You're just basically masturbating
the same
to the
clip.
Same
yeah.
clip
over and over
on
again.
Loop. Well, we
yeah.
do that these days on the internet.
But yeah, we kind of come back to the loop culture in a way.
I loop free clips all the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
I'm
not the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just get off.
All right, so Eros Day is coming. And let's see. Do we have anybody else there?
I think we're coming to the close of the show, aren't we?
We're coming to the apex.
Anybody else on hold?
Oh, are we on apex? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the apex.
Let me go check.
Is David online too?
Perhaps.
I'll go check. Hold on.
Check line two. Just see who it is. Is somebody on hold on line two?
Mm-hmm. Let's just pick up line two.
Pick up
see
line
what
two.
Happens.
Who are you?
Hello,
you?
Line two. Is this David?
He's like, I'm on line two. I swear.
David?
David Phillips is on two.
David?
Yeah, we're here on the outside.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, you're on the air.
What am I supposed to say now?
Well, you can say whatever you like. You're on Radio Suzy Gunn with me.
I love all the... I think everything here is love.
That's right. We're celebrating love tonight. Eros.
Well, then there it is. There's no loop. There's no program. There's no indoctrination. There's none of this.
Have we talked to David before?
Ever?
Never.
This is the first time David is on the Rock, Prison Block Show.
Well, now I'm online.
He sounds drunk.
So now it's my turn for a moment.
That's right.
Sure, there's a program. Sure, there's that thing. Sure, there's a loop. Sure, there's some time a thing you want to figure out. The only thing here is love. That's all there is. I mean,
all there is
so,
is
all
love.
You need is love.
I mean, I don't.
Love is all
don't
there
give
is.
Me a Beatles song. Love. You'll piss me off. I don't want. You know, I'd rather hear She's So Cold by the Stones. You know, because that's where I've been before. You know. But
had your heart broken before?
That's a truth song.
That truth song.
Of course.
All you need is love.
How she's so cold.
All you need is love.
No, he's talking about She's So Cold by the
song. Oh, she's so cold.
She's so cold.
Wait a minute. I don't know who you are. You want to dig at me about truth? I'll dig with you. I'll battle with you for a moment. You want to play with me? And
I want to play with you.
He wants to spar.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm willing to do it.
We agree with you. What did I say wrong?
I'm saying everything is a beautiful fucking trip, and then I made a little analogy about something, and somebody came out and attacked me with it.
In other words,
I don't know what that means.
Was that me? Did I attack
think
you?
It must have been you.
I was just singing.
No, she was just singing. Nobody was attacking
that.
You.
I know a woman can be that cold. I've experienced it. And I don't think it's wrong. I'm not making that. I'm a Vedantist, motherfucker.
Whoa!
You hear that other dude from the other side of the world? I'm the most free motherfucker you ever see, because I'm believing system that I don't have to carry no guilt, no shame. But I can't get over it because I never was taught it. I found it by myself.
How to get off.
So now I have to learn to be it.
All
right. I got tripped.
Whoa.
I got tripped up.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to help me through this. But I found a system that was about love and freedom.
Love and freedom. Well, where are we today, Brother
and
Dave?
That's why I love Dr. Susan. I think Dr. Susan is the most beautiful person in the world.
True story right there.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen.
I don't know you nothing. You're not. She never come. I got a broker up in Chicago that never asked me for anything.
Yeah.
You know, I make the moves.
Okay.
Dr. Susan has never asked me for anything. She's the kind of person here in the world that is about love, about freedom. It's so gracious, and I can be abusive, you know. Like, I mean,
what are you talking about, motherfucker?
What?
No, I'm just teasing you.
What?
I was just teasing you.
You people might not understand what I'm saying, but Dr. Susan is one of the most beautiful people. Not one. Fuck that. She is the most beautiful.
The most. Excuse me. Yes.
My life.
Worship.
Not now. Come on. Give me a break. I'm not gonna.
I've given you a lot of airtime here.
I'm not gonna worship it, so I can respect it.
Okay. Well,
so
you know,
that's the kicker.
That has given you even more airtime.
Right, we got a new caller.
Okay,
and so
well,
we appreciate that. And, and
thank you, lover boy.
Thank you, lover. Okay.
Bye,
good
David.
To feel the love from David.
No, I'm on the phone. So
yeah. Okay, we're gonna put you back on hold. You can listen to the show.
We love you.
Okay. All right, we're gonna talk to Victor in Beijing.
Ooh. That's exotic.
I think I know Victor.
Ooh, you said that sexily.
Hi, Victor.
Hello, Victor.
Hi.
Hi. Boy, you sound like you're just like right next door in the broken door.
I'm not. I'm calling from Beijing.
Whoa.
That's China.
Hello, China.
Hello, China.
That's pretty good.
Ni hao.
Boy, that great wall doesn't stop nothing, does it?
Oh, well, yeah. It stopped the Huns for millions of years.
Victor. Yeah. Victor has been to the speakeasy. In fact, Victor lived at the speakeasy for a while. Mm. The annex. The room you're in, Skip.
Really?
Victor was in that room.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm on a different bed, though, now.
Victor, how are you? Victor?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, what are you up to?
I heard you're not on public access anymore.
Well, not in L.A., but I'm going on in West Hollywood starting Monday. I'm going to go on West Hollywood Public Access. And I'm on a few other public access stations. But yes, you're right. L.A. Public Access is dead. It has been killed. It has been murdered by corporate misers and government censors.
Wow.
It's been killed.
I thought China was bad.
Right. Well, no, we've killed it. It had a good run for about 30 years, I think, or 25 years.
Yeah, you know, I might have
read this. Yeah, I sent you an email about some online alternatives to getting them.
Well, yeah, and, you know, there's lots of online alternatives, and we use some of them. And, yeah, I saw that, Victor. Thank you. You know, of course, we have our own site, and we have things on YouTube, and we're on the radio here on Blog Talk Radio. And yet there's nothing like public access
television.
And television is a certain medium that isn't replaced by the Internet. It's different. It's not better or worse. It's just different. So You know, it's television.
We have to find other ways to get on television now.
Well, we are defining other ways. We are finding and defining.
We're going to be on Nightline.
Yeah.
We are going to be on Nightline Wednesday night. Okay. You get Nightline there in Beijing?
I think so. Only in certain buildings. Depends on which building you live in. You live in a building that's occupied, a newer building that's occupied with a lot of foreigners, then you can have access to everything.
But
if you're in there, you can actually limit that access.
Well, crash a building with foreigners in it, because you can watch me on Nightline.
Yeah.
Talking about the death of public access and showing my dildos to Brian Rooney.
That
was awesome.
We're talking about
watching it out of
Wait, when is that again?
By the way.
On Wednesday night in America. I mean, I don't know whether that's morning, your time, or what that is.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, so...
Right now it's about 4:15 in the afternoon in Beijing.
What day? Today? I mean, it's today.
It's today over there, too.
It's today
over
there?
It's Saturday night over here. Well, it's very early Sunday morning. What day is it where you are? Is it Sunday afternoon?
Sunday afternoon.
So they're ahead of us. China is ahead of us.
Yep.
I don't know what to think about that.
Wow, they're on Sunday afternoon. I haven't even slept yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Okay, Victor, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm still... Building a media project out here. I'm trying to bring Chinese hip hop artists on a world tour.
Wow.
And Chinese what artists?
Make a documentary film about it.
Hip hop.
Yeah.
Wow, this guy's cool.
Oh, Victor's very cool. So, Victor, give us a sex report on Beijing.
Life is good here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Chinese women in general, they're discovering their sexual freedom, and they're really interested in a lot of the new men that are showing up in their world. And
lucky for you.
But I actually recently found a really nice girl, so calm down a bit.
Oh, you got a Chinese girlfriend.
You got a little conservative.
Well, no, actually, the Chinese girlfriends have been really, really difficult to deal with.
Oh, you got a foreign girlfriend.
I got a Japanese girl that grew up in France.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Score. You have my applause.
All right, we all want to see pictures.
Yeah, pictures didn't happen.
Send us pictures. All right, Victor, well, when are you going to come back and see us in L.A. with your Japanese girl?
I don't know. When the Chinese hip-hop artist go to L.A., how's that?
Well, I don't know how that is. When is it coming?
I don't have a fixed date yet.
Well, okay then. So
actually, there's a foreign artist, Nikki Ferrari.
Yeah.
Have you heard of her?
No.
And she wants to do. She contacted me saying that she wanted to work with the Kappa Girl. Have you heard about the Kappa Girl?
The what? The Kappa Girl?
I think it's Catholic.
Catholic?
There's this huge scandal in China, and it's supposedly kind of spread out of China as well. There was a young girl that worked in a Kappa store. Kappa is an Italian sporting goods brand that's really big in China.
Oh, Kappa.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the cheerleading shoes.
She posted a video of herself and some men having sex on the internet.
Oh.
And it got spread all over the Chinese internet through blogs and everything, and before the Chinese government shut them down.
Uh-huh.
And now she's a star, and you should Google Kappa Girl video in China, and you'll see all the
is that Kappa, C-A-P-P-A? Or K-A? Is it C-A-P-P-A?
K-A-P-P-A, yeah. Kappa girl.
K-A?
K-A-P-P-A girl. China. Okay, let's see. Kappa girl fired for sex video.
Yeah. And so I got contacted by this adult artist who wants to do a video with this girl.
Oh.
That's something like, yeah.
He wants to make a sex video or just like a story of your life video?
No, a sex video with her.
Oh, you're going to make a sex video with the cat girl.
I'm trying to find her.
Oh, you can't find her. Well, China's a big country. You can get famous in China and no one can find you. Oh, look, she's hot. Oh, yeah, Kappa girl. Look at her. Wow. Look at that. The Kappa girl looks very luscious.
Mm.
And they block out her eyes so nobody will know who she is.
Like that actually works.
Well, interesting. Okay, keep us informed of your Kappa girl video adventures. And good to talk with you, Victor.
Yeah, pleasure to hear your voice. I'm following you on your blogs and on Facebook. So
and
really
my,
cool.
My Twitters. Are you on Twitter?
I am.
You're
I'm going to see you on Twitter, too, then.
Yeah, you should Twitter with us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Victor is our Shanghai correspondant. Beijing, excuse me, Beijing.
News live from
No, I was just looking at Shanghai. That's where the Kappa girl was. She was in Shanghai.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll try to find something in Beijing for you next time.
Okay, very good.
All right.
All right.
Bye
we'll
for now.
To you.
Thanks,
okay.
Victor.
Bye,
bye
Victor.
Talk bye
to you
later,
Victor.
Say something in Chinese.
Bye.
Say something in Chinese.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni.
Say
he
something.
He loves you.
What
is
it?
Wa-ai-ni.
Wa-ai-ni.
Wa-ai-ni. He loves you.
Aw, wa-ai-ni too. You. Bye-bye.
I know how to say Bill.
Bye.
Okay.
That's one of the first things I learned. Wa-ai-ni. I also know how to say I hate you.
Really?
Wa-bu-shi-hua-ni. I also know how to say I have to go to the bathroom.
You know what? I actually do.
Wa-shi-yao-chi-song-tu-swa.
Wa-shi-yao-chi-song-tu-swa.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Are we done?
Yeah,
do we have anybody
done.
Else
we're
on the
done.
Line? We close up.
Wa-shi-yao-chi for the
I think we
the
went
win.
Into the... are we doing a 90-minute show?
We're ending this
I
pitch
believe,
now.
I believe we have 15 minutes left.
We have 15 minutes
I
left.
I think we're doing a 77-minute show for Gluck.
Looks like 78 minutes.
Well, I don't know if it winds up really being 77.
We got 12 more minutes. We can hold this out.
Oh, yeah, it's like 78 minutes.
No, I really have to pee.
Well, go ahead.
Wash out your song first.
Go ahead. I already did.
You know, should I pee first?
Let's all pee together and just end the show.
Golden showers.
Yay!
Yay!
We end the show with golden showers.
Yay!
So
we have to have someone drink
early.
Them, though.
It's okay.
Does anybody want to drink our golden showers? Mm. No, we don't have any drinkers in
Matt
here.
No
does.
Drinkers? No one's volunteering?
No golden shower drinkers. We probably will on Eros Day.
Oh, God.
We often do.
Okay.
We have this one golden shower drink named Sissy Maid. I wonder if she's going to come.
Mm. I've seen
she
Sissy
brings
Maid.
A funnel with her.
Mm.
She brings a funnel so that, you know, no muss, no fuss.
Wow.
Just pee right down the funnel.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I would pee into the Sissy Maid funnel.
I have. I have peed into the
You've
Sissy Maid
funnel.
You've
peed into the Sissy Maid funnel.
I also just peed into a glass that Sissy Maid then drank.
That's kind of
weird. You've
peed
on camera for many watchers.
I have.
Yeah, wow.
I have done that.
I never have.
No, you haven't. You have something to look forward to.
I do. At least there's something I haven't done in my life.
There's a few things.
Never peed for an audience.
Nope.
I have to pee really bad right now.
Would you do it for an audience?
I don't know. I don't know if I have to pee that bad.
Yeah.
to be pretty bad.
I mean, we don't exactly have things arranged right now.
Right? Maybe if there was a funnel
right there.
If there
was like a funnel right there,
and
you
like
could
a,
do it.
Like an eager sissy maid.
Yes. It does entice.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a really flexible funnel, so I could just like unzip
perhaps.
And then like squeeze the funnel in there, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be like taking long car rides with my dad.
And here it comes again.
Just kidding.
Dad comes up every show, pretty much.
I thought we were going to get through
Shut
a whole
up.
Show without talking
Fuck you guys.
About No, it's cool. I dig it, Sarah.
All right,
I'm with it.
Yeah, you like Sarah's dad, too?
Never met him, actually, but I heard lots about him. Holding down the
I'll send
the
you guys a picture of him on the Harley.
Yeah. Mm. Harley daddy.
Nope, it's funnels with that dad.
So, let's see. Do we have anybody else on the line?
No, we don't.
We don't. So, do we have anything else to talk about?
I think we're done. Let's wrap up our
show. Yeah, we're pretty much done. But,
all right.
You know, I mean, should we just end?
Yeah, of course.
Say, some people here are going to have their first Eros Day soon. Who's going to have their first Eros Day?
Yay! First Eros Days. I think it's my third.
It's your third. Wow, you really are a veteran.
Yeah, it's my third. Could have been my fourth, but no, it's my third.
You went with blue hair 1 year.
Oh, I did.
And didn't you get really drunk really fast that year? And
I passed
and
out 1 year.
Of it?
I slept through one Eros Day, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a couch in the annex, and I just passed out on the couch, and that was it. That was my Eros Day.
That's
so I don't know if I would call that experiencing an Eros Day.
Well, I think that was the blue hair year.
That was the blue hair year.
And you remembered that I wore blue hair.
Yeah, you did make an appearance.
I experienced it enough.
Yeah, you made an appearance.
And then I had a very dramatic breakup one Eros Day.
Oh, no.
That was the second Eros Day last year. Eros.
And now there's this Eros Day.
Your first Eros Day was the Eros Day operatic orgy. When we had opera singing with Jesse's troupe and a lot of squirting. We had squirting all over the opera singers.
Wow.
And it sort of went together, opera singing and squirting.
I sort of slept through that one.
Yeah, you slept through that. That was a pretty wild one. I would say that was maybe
one of the best.
Our wildest Eros Day.
See, here was the issue. You didn't have Shannon as a bartender that year. You had a bartender named Sarah.
Exactly.
And my name
the
is
blonde.
Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And so the bartender was like, hey, Sarah, I'm Sarah. Take this shot. And so like every time I saw her, she would like shove hard liquor into my face. And what could I do with a bartender named Sarah? I just passed out in the back, like, immediately.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear you. Eros Day is a different experience for everyone.
I'm actually looking forward to my first Eros Day.
Right. Don't
really.
Don't
wow.
get with anybody named Skip that hands
Skip.
You shots.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Skip, and I'm a chick.
I thought he was going to be wearing a mask.
Yeah,
what
Obama.
Up with the Obama mask?
Do we have Obama masks?
Yes,
I have
one.
He has one. We should get a few others.
Oh,
God,
that would be so hot.
I think
in
we
our
should get a few.
Obama.
I know where it is.
Yeah, an orgy for Obama.
It?
I think there should be some girls with Obama masks.
Ahead.
There
oh
should be different
God.
People that somehow I feel like it's in bad taste to represent his wife, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We should just represent him.
No, I didn't even think of his wife.
Exactly.
That's definitely in bad taste.
Well, I did think of her.
I can't believe you even thought of her. Yeah.
Well, she's his wife. And she's kind of sexy.
No. Here's, I don't know. About Michelle Obama real quick.
Yeah.
So, like, anytime anyone says anything at all about Michelle Obama, the media goes crazy. Like, Michelle Obama's being attacked. Everyone is unfairly comparing her to Jackie O. And I'm like, you know, come on. Like, why are we protecting her so much? Like, everyone else gets poked and prodded and
Oh, now you're making me want to use a Michelle Obama mask.
Well, I think that they are unfairly keeping her on eggshells, you know? Like,
right.
Like, she's the president's fucking wife. Like, jab what? Her as much as you jab anyone fucking else. She's not, yeah. She's not the princess.
But right. She's also she's a black woman, so wife. She might kill you.
She's the first black first lady, you know?
And she's tough.
Blah, blah. We love both of them, but she's not like special privileges. Like, yeah, what? She spent $500,000 on her clothes in 2008, and let's balk at that, because that's fucking retarded, you know? Like, okay, no special
yeah,
treatment.
But Sarah Palin spent a lot on clothes, too.
Yeah, well, fuck her, too.
They all have to spend a lot on clothes. Come on.
Yeah, I got it. Oh,
here.
Fuck
my God. Oh, wow.
Skip
you're
swearing
like,
the mask.
Like Ted oh, Danson. There it is. Does he look like Ted for the scary?
I was going to go for, like, a skinny Al Roker.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Post-Obama
zombie. And with the glasses, yeah.
That is the freakiest thing ever.
But, you know, it would have to have ears, I would think.
It does.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He has his hair.
And the hair, right.
Nah, he has the fresh lineup now. That's not his hair.
Yeah, that's the old.
That's
old
freaky hair. Looking.
That, yeah, that's
the old, hey.
I don't know if that looks like Obama.
Bad. I vote for better Obama masks.
We got to go to the costume
You know what
shop.
I think it is? I think your head is too big for the mask. You stretched him out a little bit.
It's a tiny little mask, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tiny mask, and you made it wider.
Something like that. All right.
And whiter.
I think Obama's...
It's so white.
A little bit difficult to make a mask of Obama. Because he doesn't have really strong, like...
Okay, I don't want a
features.
Mask of Obama. I just want a hot black man with a chiseled chest, like doing the job.
We're doing it.
Like the Obama
yeah,
ocean
like
job.
We're looking for it.
And so we don't have Obama, but we have an homage to Obama.
We
that's
are,
even better.
We are on the hunt for just that. But, you know, at any celebration, you also have a
really
clown
stick
version.
My head in
so
that.
We, yeah, no. Skip should use
yeah,
his own.
Yeah, I don't want to put my head in
right.
Skip's mask.
No.
No good could come of that.
No good.
Okay,
okay,
so
let's
we
wrap
have,
the show up so
yeah,
I'm
we've
going.
Managed to get down to our 90 minutes, shower. And we are going to say goodnight. And
so long, farewell.
Arrows Day in like 2 weeks, right? Only more Saturday before Arrows Day.
Oh my God.
It's coming up.
I still don't have a dress. Do you have an outfit, Susie?
No.
I have not.
I actually don't.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Do you?
No.
Oh my God.
No. I'm sort of waiting to find out who my Eros is going to be and then I'll know.
Your outfit depends on your Eros?
No, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know. I'm just not feeling it yet.
I've had it picked out since like Halloween. I just have to find the outfit, the appropriate outfit in my head.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I have to start with the hat.
Oh, yeah. I'm not wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm. All right. So thank you, Brother Brandilio, Brother Fritz.
Yep.
Of course.
Brother Skip.
Sister
Sarah Sue.
Thank you very much.
Sister Felicia and everyone else. Brother Sister Mar. and our guests, thank you for sharing. And all of our callers, Lassie Braun and Rubella and
Lovely Rubella.
Lovely Rubella. We had some interesting
so
calls tonight.
Very.
Yes. So we want you to be good. We want you to be happy. We want you to try not to hurt anyone, including yourselves. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. It's the peace through pleasure era now that we're opening up to. We're going to have an orgy for Obama to welcome it in. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.